7:29.
I want to bring you up to date with the Super Bowl because it is the major sporting event that's been happening overnight. Loads of people reacting to that. Massive on social media, this. And it was the Philadelphia Eagles who won for the first time after beating Tom Brady's New England Patriots. Yep, 41-33. It was an amazing encounter, actually. All kinds of records being broken. The Eagles setting a record for the highest number of points conceded by a winning team in the Super Bowl. Brady himself, the first quarterback in any NFL game to lose, even though he threw for more than 500 yards, had 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. So records being broke left, right and centre. And yesterday on Sunday Breakfast, we spoke to Anthony Bullock. He's a huge Eagles fan. He travelled from England to watch his first Super Bowl and he sent this audio diary from Minnesota.
Hi, my name's Anthony Bullock. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan from the UK and I'm currently in Minnesota ready to watch the Super Bowl. It's about 10 minutes till kickoff and the atmosphere is absolutely electric. I've never experienced anything like this before and the Philadelphia fans are here in force, completely outnumbering the New England Patriots fans. Me personally, I'm incredibly excited but nervous at the same time.
It's halftime here at US Bank Stadium. The Eagles have got a 10-point lead and the fans will be going absolutely crazy. But I think the realisation is setting in that it's only halftime and this is where the New England Patriots excel. They've done it a number of times with comebacks in the second half in the Super Bowl. So no one's thinking this is over by any stretch, but with a 10-point lead, the Eagles fans are in jovial mood. Justin Timberlake's performing now, but there's so many Eagles fans on the concourse just celebrating. Some are nervous, and we're going to have to see how the second half pans out and if my voice holds up. I'll go speak soon. This is Anthony checking in from Minneapolis. The game's over and the Eagles are Super Bowl champions. The atmosphere here is absolutely electric. Fans are cheering, fans are crying, fans are hugging each other, fans are in shock. I've never seen anything like this. The crowd at the end were going absolutely crazy. Hearts were in mouths when that final ball went up in the air and then when it landed incomplete and there was no time left, the crowd went absolutely crazy. I've hardly got any voice left. This is Anthony signing out from Minneapolis where the Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
That is brilliant. You can hear the kind of control in his voice right up until the end. And then, well, he just sounds completely Super Bowled over by it.
Only started in 1967.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
by the way, of local interest.
Justin Timberlake, by the way.
Oh, weird.
What?
Outfit.
Halftime show. I tell you who was really, really happy about the Super Bowl one year.
Yeah.
I had a cup of tea one morning with Noddy Holder.
Oh, yeah.
Slade legend. Mm. And his eyes were twinkling because he got a call saying they'd played Come On, Feel the Noise into one of the commercial breaks.
Nice. You do quite well on a commercial break there, don't you?
Bloomin' ching.
Local interest, and I use local in the broadest sense of the word, a London lad featured in today's game, Jay Ajayi, who was born in London. He moved over to the States when he was 7 years old, but he was interviewed right at the end, an Eagles player, only recently drafted into the side, glorious in his victory with a Union flag draped over his shoulders alongside his very proud mum. So that's nice. We can kind of claim it, can't we?
Lovely.
7:32. On digital.